The Government Accountability Office has released that 2017 federal program's high-risk list, and perhaps to no surprise, the Defense Department figures most prominently. Here with more on the problems GAO found with DOD, Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni. And Scott, I guess the Defense Department has been on the GAO high-risk list. A moment ago I mentioned we have an interview with Asif Khan coming up later in this hour on Army, Navy, Air Force financial problems. Tell us about GAO and DOD.
Sure. Well, the GAO has been putting out this list for nearly three decades, and the Defense Department has been on it for all three of those decades. I think the first one came out in 1990. The Defense Department probably had about three different issues in there. Now it's up to five. The most recent one was 2005 when they had another issue, business transformation, added to there. But as you said, audit is one of the biggest things that they're worried about. Infrastructure is a big one. And, a lot of business architecture within the Defense Department is what they're really looking at.
So not just finance, but also structural issues, management issues, acquisition issues. And does DOD, in fact, have the single largest number of issues on the high-risk list?
They do when it breaks down to department. And, that's no surprise considering that they have the biggest budget and they're, by far the biggest department within the government. But, these problems are not just small little things like, you have a weather satellite problem. This is a huge systemic problem throughout the whole Department of Defense, and there are things that take years and years. Like I said, 27 years this has been on the list, a lot of these things. So it takes a while before they can get everything put together.
Now, a number of programs, I think two-thirds of them or something, came off the list. They were replaced with other ones, of course. So there's actually netted out two more items on this year's list than in 2015, I think 34 to 32. Did any of the DOD ones get off the list this time around?
No, they did not, but they had a close call, and that was the inventory management with DLA. The Defense Department has been working very hard with DLA, and that's the Defense Logistics Agency, in trying to make extra inventory go away. They have a lot of junk in the Defense Department, almost $100 billion worth of junk that is not usable, that is too much excess kind of stuff that they don't need anymore because requirements have changed. They've done a really good job of figuring out demand, figuring out what the supply they need is and how they can kind of streamline that. And it's looking like they're narrowing what they call narrowing the requirement an issue that they have in that.
Just imagine the yard sale they could have.
Oh, my God.
It would be huge. I would go to that one. Lots of khaki colored and
it's like an Army Navy
camouflage
surplus.
Things. Yeah, that'd be fun to go to. Anyway, so what is the issue GAO seems most worried about?
Well, no surprise, and you'll be talking about this later on your show, and that's the audit. It's the biggest thing, and I think we have the comptroller, Gene Dodaro, talking about what why the audit's a big problem.
I mean, we have the best military in the world, but when it comes to the business practices, there's a lot of room for improvement. We can help, but the fundamental...
What can we do, though, for the business systems? Are there recommendations?
Oh, we have lots of recommendations. Okay. We'll share with you all those recommendations. But the fundamental problem that everybody has is a lack of reliable information over there. DOD is the only major federal agency that's never been able to pass the test of an independent audit. And so, therefore, the room for people to quibble over the data is there's a large playing field there that there shouldn't be. Even in, how to gain the $10 billion Congress has mandated and headquarters reductions, what's the baseline? How do you measure that? So we have a lot of insight into those areas. We can help you a great deal.
And that's Gene Dodaro, the Comptroller General, head of the GAO. We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. And getting to the acquisition side of DOD, what is the perennial issue there?
Well, acquisition has been a huge issue for years for the Defense Department. Getting the DFARS, the Defense Federal Regulations for Acquisition, all together is just a huge problem for them. It's a humongous tome of different regulations. And that's not to say that regulations are necessarily bad, but when they just build on each other year after year, they tend to become a lot of hoops for business to jump through when they're just trying to, sell something to the government. So we have Managing Director at GAO, Paul Francis, speaking to that.
DOD is taking a number of steps. They have an initiative called Better Buying Power that involves doing better cost estimates, better monitoring. They're doing a report every year to check on how they're doing. So we think those are good things. They've improved the acquisition workforce, also good things. But we still see programs that are going forward without really measuring up to all the best practices they should at start, like technology maturity, design, and having good cost and schedule estimates. And if those programs aren't right at the beginning, we're playing catch up the rest of the way. So DoD is not doing quite as well there. And I think there's a real important role for the Congress there to hold programs accountable and say no to programs that aren't measuring up.
And that was Managing Director at GAO Paul Francis. And one of the things he really highlighted was the Better Buying Power Initiative led by Frank Kendall and also Ash Carter previously. And that has really changed a lot of the things, which is why the Defense Department is kind of moving a little past the acquisition when it comes to the high-risk list. The high-risk list is saying that they're doing a good job with that, but as Francis pointed out, there's still a lot of work to be done, especially with things like the F-35.
All right, so optimism on that front. Any other good news coming from this report with respect to DoD?
Sure. Well, we mentioned the inventory. That is always a good thing. I guess a little bit of maybe too much optimism is the audit. The Defense Department's still holding on to 2018 to be actually audit-friendly. We'll see if that actually happens. One other thing that they added was that BRAC needs to happen. That's something that they've been pushing forever, and it's just one more thing to get Congress...
Base realignment and closure.
That's right, yes, and that's one more thing to get Congress put the feet under their fire to approve another round of BRAC.
Yeah, they keep kicking those grapes across the kitchen floor, don't they?
Right, kicking the can down the road.
Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni, thanks for that update.
Thank you.
And you can find all of our reporting, Scott's and all of our colleagues' reporting, on the 2017 High Risk Report at federalnewsradio.com.